Somebody shout hallelujah. Beloved, we are welcome. You are welcome to the episode 2 of season 7 of Biblical Furnaces. In episode 1, we started our series on Master Builders. And our focus is on the guideposts or rule of thumb that Master Builders use on daily basis. So in this episode 2, we will look at focus Master Builders. In the previous episode, we said we need Master Builders to be wise, so we titled it Wise Master Builders. So in this episode, if you are wise, you have to be focused as well. So we want to look at the attributes that make Master Builders focused, and our main test is taken from Nehemiah, one of the best focus leaders in the Bible, Nehemiah 6:2-4. Nehemiah 6:2-4, and I'm reading from the NLT version, from verse 2. So Sanballat and Gesem sent a message asking me to meet them at one of the villages in the plain of Ono, but I realized they were plotting to harm me. Verse 3. So I replied by sending this message to them: I am engaged in a great war, so I can't come. Why should I stop walking to come and meet you? 4 times they sent the same message. Each time I gave the same reply. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of His word in the mighty name of Jesus. Our key verse is that verse 3 I just read. They said, I am engaged in a great work, so I can't come. He remained focused despite unrelenting attempt to distract him. That is the hallmark of a master builder. So, what question should we ask when we are starting an activity as a master builder? Beloved, to succeed, we need to ask the why question. We need to ask the question that will lead us to focus, being focused, and of course, purpose for what we are doing. Beloved, when we look at another rule of thumb of a master builder, you will see that it is important to ask the why question, because doing so will focus us on what matters, namely the benefit of the project or the task at hand and how we're going to achieve it. So it will give us the purpose for why we are doing what we are doing. In fact, according to Nietzsche, rightly, he said, to forget one's purpose is the commonest form of stupidity. In other words, good leaders are not stupid. After all, Nehemiah was not stupid by refusing to listen to what they were saying because they were just telling him. They stay on purpose by asking the why question. This also prevents us from jumping too quickly to solutions, is a classic error in project management and indeed general management, even in the church. So, asking the why question prevents us from seeing the project as an end in itself instead of a means to an end. Another common error when we are managing things. Even a company is just a means to an end. And if you begin to see it as an end itself, ironically, it will not end well. Yeah, we see Flyberg also saying clearly that Steve Jobs was crystal clear, Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, about his answer to why. The answer to him, and perhaps that was Apple, was one of the most valuable companies for a long, long time. It's making wonderful things. The answer to why for Steve Jobs was great product. And he repeated it over and over again. So asking why helps us to think from right to left. It helps us to see the whole. So the answer to why in terms of your right side is your North Star, your direction, which will guide you to what you need to deliver. The answer to why, when it comes to your left, is the action you get that will get you there, your means. In the end, there are only 2 types of projects that we know of, the good ones and the bad ones. The ones that get things right from the start by asking why, and the ones that fix things later because they did not ask why at the beginning. They take shortcut at the end of the day. So, good leaders never stop asking why. Beloved, now let's go to what the Bible says, and we're going to be using Nehemiah for our example in this context. Beloved, asking why we focus us on what matters. Like Nehemiah, master builders become committed when answers to the why question is clear and acceptable to them. If you read Nehemiah 6, 15 to 16, Nehemiah 6, 15 to 16, he says, so on October, the wall was finished just 52 days after we had begun. When our enemies and the surrounding nations had the body, they were frightened and humiliated because they were successful. They realized this work had been done with the help of our God. When we ask the why question, we become focused and commitment comes from it. Beloved, because Nehemiah had it and drew it out of others, in other words, he had commitment and focus, and he drew it out of others, the people finished the war in 52 days. Despite many adversaries that we know, Tobias and Tambala, Tobias, etc. So their commitment was so great that Nehemiah wrote that when they heard it, that they have done it, they were frightened and they were humiliated. So leaders who complete a task possess for at least four characteristics that we want to mention in this episode of BAP. Number one, they have a compelling purpose. They make a great commitment to a great cause, and they remain focused on it. They also have a clear perspective. They don't let fear cloud their view of the future. They are devoted to a life of prayer. They pray, like Nehemiah prayed about everything to God, and in God's favor, so that he can finish well. And of course, they are persistent, and they are courageous in doing so, so that they can move everything forward. They are focus. So what is our biblical phronesis for this episode? We have five that we have penned down. We say clearly that master builders who are good leaders stay on purpose by asking the why question. They ask why. Why am I here? Why am I doing what I need? What I'm doing? Why am I doing this qualification? Why am I in this position? Why do I need to be repositioned? They never stop asking why. This is important, because it is linked to the accomplishment that they get eventually. Asking and answering why help us to see the big picture, beloved. It helps us to stay focused on what God has given to us, whether in the secular or in the church. Focus leaders get the job done because they ask the why question. They know why it's important for them to do what they are doing. They have the rationale at the tips of their fingers, so they are able to complete the task, regardless of the odds, like Nehemiah did. Leaders who complete a task have the following. A compelling purpose. They have a sense of purpose. They know why they are doing what they are doing. They have a clear perspective. They know who has called them. Our Lord Jesus Christ. They are devoted to pray a prayer life, so that they seek the favor and approval of God before they embark on that task. And they don't back down in the face of opposition. They are courageous, like Nehemiah, Joshua, and other Bible characters that we know. They are committed. That's why they are focused. So, finally, our final biblical phrases. Focused master builders are committed to the vision. The question before you and I is, are you committed? Beloved, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this episode of BP. We pray, oh Lord, that you make us focused in what you are giving unto us, either in the church or in the secular, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to succeed in your name. In Jesus' name. Beloved, if you enjoyed this episode, please like us on our various media platforms, and also join us at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Restoration House online or on site in Bloemfontein, South Africa. We welcome comments from you. Please use all our platforms on Facebook as well as YouTube. till we come to you in the next episode of Biblical Phronesis. May the Lord keep you safe and blessed. May He shower you with divine wisdom daily to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus.